this plane made but one flight, a trip that lasted about 1 mile just a few yards off the surface. Yet it remains one of the most historic and most visited aircraft in the nation. Perhaps that's because it was the largest ever constructed. The story of its one flight is this edition of the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
The day was November 2nd, 1947, and Howard Hughes was ready to perform tests on a plane dubbed the Spruce Goose, a behemoth whose 320-foot wingspan is still a record today.
Hughes, of course, put out the media that he was going to take this big flying boat out into Long Beach Harbor. And he took it out, and he invited media, and so there were about 34 people on board the airplane that day for the first two taxi tests, including the crew of about 19 people.
Catherine Hewitt says the plane made two scheduled test taxis on the water. James McNamara was one of the few broadcasters that remained on board for what was planned to be an uneventful final trip across the water.
Hughes swung it around a third time, and he actually got it up and going, and McNamara was standing a little ways behind him and going blow by blow what the speed was.
65, 70, 75. And something momentarily cuts out, and I believe we are airborne. We are airborne, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't believe that Howard Hughes meant this to be. I don't know. We were airborne for just a moment, and we were really up in the air. We were really up in the air. And I don't know, Howard, did you expect that?
I thought I'd make a surprise.
Well, it certainly surprised the people here.
It was the only flight the giant plane ever made. Development cost the government $23 million. Today, the historic plane is on display just south of Portland. Traveling the countryside in McMinnville, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.